Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting second. The right fielder, Vada Pinson. Batting third. The left fielder, Roy Foster. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Greg Nettles. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Ted Wlander. Batting seventh. The catcher, Duke Sims. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Eddie Leon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dean Chance. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dean Chance. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tommy McCraw. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The third baseman, Sid O'Brien. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Gale Hopkins. Batting sixth. The catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Knoop. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Floyd Weaver. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Floyd Weaver. And now, play ball. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson hits a fly ball into left field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster takes first base on ball four. Brown moves to second. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw strikes out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio strikes out. Two outs. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Chance fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ted Wlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wlander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hopkins scoops it up and throws to first, with Weaver covering, for the out. Two outs. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon hits a fly ball into right field. Melton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Josephson moves to second. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop hits a line drive into right field. Pinson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Pinson. Josephson scores. Berry goes all the way around to score. Knoop moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. Floyd Weaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weaver is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dean Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is called out on strikes. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. O'Brien settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on O'Brien. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Pinson hits a fly ball into left field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-1 in the game. McCraw hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Leon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Foster hits a pop-up towards third. O'Brien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-1 in the game. Nettles takes first base on ball 4. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-1 in the game. Horton hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Indians, 2, White Sox, 2. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander is 0-for-1 in the game. Ulander hits a fly ball into right field. Melton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0-for-1 in the game. Sims hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Weaver fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. Melton takes first base on ball 4. Gail Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0-for-1 in the game. Hopkins hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Pinson. Hopkins reaches second base with a double. Melton moves to third. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Josephson strikes out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Berry is walked intentionally. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Noop hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown misplays the ball. That's an error on Brown. Melton scores. Hopkins moves to third. Berry moves to second. It's 3-2, White Sox. Bob Spence pinch hits for Floyd Weaver. Bob Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Chance Hopkins scores. Berry moves to third. Noop moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, White Sox. Bob Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence strikes out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-2 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Lee Stang now pitching. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0-for-1 in the game. Leon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dean Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 0-for-1 in the game. Chance is called out on strikes. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Brien fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Melton takes first base on ball 4. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Melton. The throw from Sims and he is safe. Melton steals second. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hopkins hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Leon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Foster hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians too. The White Sox will come to bat. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Berry hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Noop strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stang picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Stang. Horton moves to second. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 0-for-2 in the game. Olander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Horton moves to third. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0-for-2 in the game. Sims hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Horton scores. Olander moves to second. It's 4-3, White Sox. Danny Murphy now pitching. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0-for-2 in the game. Leon bunts towards third. O'Brien fields it and throws to first for the out. Olander moves to third. Sims moves to second. One out. Luke Limchok pinch hits for Dean Chance. Luke Limchok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchok is walked intentionally. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Olander scores. Sims scores. Klimchok moves to second. It's 5-4, Indians. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards second. Noop fields the ball and throws to second. Aparicio drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Aparicio. Klimchok scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 6-4, Indians. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pinson. The throw from Josephson and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Brien fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Phil Hennigan now pitching. Walt Williams pinch hits for Danny Murphy. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-3 in the game. McCraw is hit by the pitch. Williams moves to second. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-3 in the game. Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Williams moves to third. McCraw moves to second. Fred Lasher now pitching. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0-for-3 in the game. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton fields it and throws to home to get Williams. McCraw moves to third. Aparicio moves to second. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Melton takes first base on ball 4. McCraw scores. Aparicio moves to third. O'Brien moves to second. It's 6-5, Indians. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Hopkins hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Aparicio tags and scores. Two outs. It's Indians, 6, White Sox, 6. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 6. The Indians will come to bat. Walt Williams now playing left field. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Tommy McCraw now playing first base. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Nettles hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Horton hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ulander strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Knoop strikes out. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 6. The Indians will come to bat. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Sims hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Josephson for a passed ball. Sims moves to second. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0 for 2 in the game. Leon hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Josephson fields it and throws to first for the out. Sims moves to third. One out. Buddy Bradford pinch hits for Fred Lasher. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is walked intentionally. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sims tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 7-6, Indians. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0 for 4 in the game. Pinson hits a fly ball into right field. Melton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 6. the White Sox will come to bat. Buddy Bradford now playing center field. Ted Olander now playing left field. Dick Ellsworth now pitching. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. McCraw strikes out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Aparicio hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Pinson. Aparicio reaches second base with a double. Pinson throws the ball into Nettles, who tags Aparicio trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0 for 4 in the game. O'Brien hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 1 in the game. With 3 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Melton hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and Cleveland Indians, 7. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.